And welcome to the Space Show, presented by members of the Space Association of Australia. Hello, I'm Andrew Rennie. And on this evening's The Space Show, we are going to take another look at SkyMuster, the big new Australian satellite. And we're going to take a final look, probably final, look at the movie The Martian. So that and all more. And I'll do get your pen and or diary handy, because we have events for you to do here in Melbourne. So be ready for that. Well, SkyMuster is now in orbit. It's in a geostationary orbit, hovering over West Papua. NBN Co. is the owner of it, and they are getting it ready for service to deliver broadband services. We left you last week with the satellite on its way to orbit aboard an Ariane 5 rocket. So we're going to begin with a description of SkyMuster and then pick up the launch commentary as we heard it as it headed in towards space.
SSL, a leader in providing highly advanced satellites for high-speed broadband access, built SkyMuster, formerly known as NBN Co. 1A for NBN. NBN's goal is to ensure all Australians have access to fast broadband and connect 8 million Australian homes and businesses to the NBN network by 2020. The rollout of the NBN network will enable Australia's greater participation in the digital economy and help bridge the digital divide between young and old, city and country, and between Australia and the rest of the world. SkyMuster is the first of two high-throughput satellites that extend Australia's new broadband network to provide fast broadband access to households and businesses in rural and remote Australia.
This satellite service is going to be quite an advanced satellite service because we have state-of-the-art satellites that have been built for it. In addition, we've got 10 ground stations that will be operating with state-of-the-art software and equipment that's the latest in technology to ensure that our user experience is as good as it can possibly be.
SkyMuster is one of the biggest, most powerful broadband spacecraft ever made. At launch, it will weigh 6,400 kilograms. It has 101 spot beams and will provide high-speed internet to hundreds of thousands of people.
SkyMuster is the 100th 1300 satellite that SSL has delivered. And there are more 1300 satellites on orbit providing service today than any other satellite model. As a robust, flight-proven platform that has continually evolved to incorporate innovation and advanced technologies, the 1300 provides the power and capacity needed for service precisely tailored to Australia's highly geographically varied user distribution.
This program's success is a direct result of SSL's excellent relationship with NBN. From the beginning, we've been in complete alignment with NBN's management style and work ethic, which has culminated in this huge accomplishment.
SSL and NBN are both committed to providing solutions that improve people's lives.
Our first satellite, SkyMuster, was named as a result of a school children's competition, and we had children across Australia send in their original artwork showing how NBN is going to make Australia a better place to live. And our winner, Bailey Brooks, is a six-year-old girl who lives on a remote cattle station in the middle of the country in Northern Territory. She's 400 kilometres from Alice Springs, and she attends school via the School of the Air. And this means that her and her other classmates are hundreds of kilometres apart. They attend school via a satellite link to their teacher, who's back in Alice Springs. They get to see their teacher and maybe one or two other students on the screen at any one time. And the interesting thing is that her mother went to School of the Air when she was a kid, and she did that via radio. So there's already been one advancement. When NBN comes along, they'll be able to see each other with a lot of more video content, be able to see a lot more of their classmates at one time. So that will be a great improvement for her. But her classmates and herself, with her teacher's help, were able to choose the name of our satellite. And SkyMuster is to help depict the fact that mustering of cattle brings the cattle together. The SkyMuster satellite will help bring Australians together via their high-speed internet services.
SSL was selected for this program in part because of its broadband experience, but also because of the high caliber of people. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the people at SSL for all that you've done to get us here today. Thank you.
SSL also thanks NBN for the opportunity to work together on this important satellite, and Arianespace for the successful launch campaign. It takes skill, dedication, and commitment to build a satellite as complex and capable as SkyMuster. Just as the satellite will improve communications in Australia and bring people together, it was NBN, SSL, and Arianespace working together as a team that has made SkyMuster a success.
On last week's The Space Show, we brought you the countdown and liftoff of the SkyMuster satellite aboard an Ariane 5 rocket. Well, today we pick up that commentary by Harry Thibodeau when we have the ascent and final release of the satellite into orbit. The launch was from the Guiana Space Center in Kourou, French Guiana, which is in South America. And the space show, we had our little optical fiber link into there, and this is what we recorded.
As we return to Jupiter, a little over 17 minutes into the mission, during the film, Ariane 5 was acquired by our tracking station on Ascension Island in the Atlantic. All is going well. As you heard, years of hard work have gone into SkyMuster and the entire NBN project. And some of the people that made it all happen, of course, are here this evening, and you'll be seeing them. And there is the satellite mission director from NBN. And it's a big night for them, of course. And as we slide across, the SkyMuster launch manager for SSL, Grant Gould, and others, David Walters from NBN as SkyMuster. So all is well with the Ariane 5 as it continues to do its job, 171 kilometers up in the sky, 8.3 kilometers per second. SkyMuster is the 19th Loral satellite to ride on an Ariane rocket. Current Ariane space backlog includes 13 SSL satellites. One of them is a twin sister to SkyMuster. It will launch later next year. Riding below SkyMuster and under the SILDA, the black structure that makes dual satellite launches possible, is ARSAT-2. It's a 3-ton satellite built by INVAP, carrying 26 KU and 10 C-band transponders. It will serve the Americas from Argentina to Canada. Its final home, 81 degrees west, with a 3-axis stabilized satellite, will operate for the next 15 years. It's the second satellite ARSAT has entrusted to Ariane Space, and the third one that we have launched for Argentina. Back in 1997, we placed Nihil 1A into orbit from CSG for Nihilsat. And looking quickly 200 kilometers into the sky, now we're really moving away from us fast. The boosters and the two stages of the Ariane 5 have done their job. The need for raw power is over now. Now it's all about pinpoint precision, and that's when the real science in rocket science kicks in. The upper stage actually has a brain. It's actually a very, very powerful computer. It's called the Vehicle Assembly Bay, or it's housed there, the VEB. Even more than a computer, it's a whole flight management system. It can make decisions quickly. It's very, very smart. Takes into account a mountain of information coming from the fuel tanks, the engines, all the different data. If there are different options, it always chooses the one that maximizes success for the mission. Right now, the rocket needs to know where is it at every moment, where it has to go, what has to be done to get there. And that's what we call GNC, Guidance, Navigation, and Control. That's one of the primary subsystems on the launcher. The first step of the space ballet, orient the launcher for the release of Sky Muster. And that is done by several small rockets on the side of the launcher. The pointing has to be very exact. Needless to say, years of hard work by everyone involved in the Sky Muster program, coming down to the next few seconds, a set of springs are going to release Sky Muster at precisely the correct moment. And special words again to Bailey Brooks, a little six-year-old girl, and she's about to see and witness her satellite, the one she named, be separated and go on its way for years of service over the Australian continent and literally change the way Australia lives and does business.
Separation de Sky Muster.
There it is, the announcement. Sky Muster is separating. It's on its way in the dreams of six-year-old Bailey Brooks in Northwest Territory of Australia, taking a huge step toward reality. Congratulations, Bailey. There is a new star in the sky over your home tonight. The Ariane family launchers have now done it 399 times. Number 400 is only a couple of minutes away. Now the next act of the space ballet, we need to turn that composite away from the direction we just sent Bailey's satellite in. Then we need to prepare to jettison the cylinder, the black structure. It's a small fairing. It's the secret sauce of the Ariane 5. It makes possible dual satellite launches. It's protected ARSAT-2 on the ground, provide the base upon which we put Sky Muster. We want to be sure we send it away from either of the two satellites. The precision of what you're going to be seeing now simply can't be understated. Imagine what's happening. That composite, and it has the Silda and ARSAT-2. They're half a world away over Australia, or over Africa, rather. They're racing along more than 9 kilometers a second, 9 times the speed of a bullet. And if you've ever seen the movie Gravity, you know bad things happen when even the smallest piece of debris collides with a satellite. That Silda is 5 meters tall. It weighs over 500 kilograms, and we have to be sure that we jettison it successfully, and that will be happening.
Separation du système de lancement double Ariane.
There you go. That announcement means that the Silda has been separated and jettisoned, and ARSAT-2 is seeing the sun for the first time over, or will very shortly, over Africa. Yet another act of the space ballet begins. The onboard computers are calculating the exact course change necessary now to drop off ARSAT-2. Obviously, we don't want it to collide with either Sky Muster or the Silda. And a whole lot more rocket science and orbital physics coming into play right now. The excitement building. And the space ballet continues as we prepare for the separation of ARSAT-2. That will happen at about 32 and a half minutes into a flight. So our folks at ARSAT have a minute and a half or so to wait for this. You'll recall that, we're talked about all of the various data that comes down from the telemetry stations. Well, we use that data that came from the tracking stations at a very special facility because it pours down from the Ariane 5. It arrives at what we call the CVI. It's located inside that Galileo tracking station on the mountain just south of me here. And there's a four-person team called the Immediate Visual Control Team. They monitor 150 critical parameters in real time out of more than 1,000 that are coming in. The rest of that data is stored on massive hard drives, and it will be analyzed over the next couple of weeks. That allows the engineers to determine exactly how every system performed. We're back at Jupiter now, and the orbital ballet continues. The upper stage and ARSAT-2 being configured for the right position. And again, we're less than 30 seconds away from this place exploding with excitement over the placement of the 400th satellite to be separated from an Ariane launcher.
Début de la mise en spin.
And they're spinning up the satellite, getting ready. Should happen about 28 seconds after.
Séparation ARSAT 2.
There it is. There's the announcement that the separation has occurred. Ariane Space has delivered again. Number 400. Look at the celebration. Even the flags breaking out here at Jupiter. We'll let you enjoy it for a moment. Talk about some great joy. Yeah, I've heard it described as having a baby, because some of these people have worked for literally years on these projects. And one can only imagine the thrill of what has culminated in, what, less than 40 minutes from the launch till now.
The way that these things work is that the company Arianespace is contracted to do the launch, and its contract ends the moment the satellite separates. If it's been put into its correct orbit and the satellite separates from the rocket, then that's Arianespace's job done, and it now becomes the purvey of the satellite operator, in this case NBN Co., to take control of the satellite and then guide it to its final position in geostationary orbit, which is around about 36,000 kilometers above the Earth, above the equator. That commentary was provided by Harry Sibidu. Well, following that insertion, it's traditional at Arianespace, at the Jupiter Control Center, as they call it there, they are to have speeches. And one of the ones who gave a speech was Ziggy Switkowski, who is the chairman of NBN Co. He comes from Sydney, but he was speaking at the Control Center in Kourou in French Guiana.
Thank you, Stefan, for those gracious and expert comments. Good evening, distinguished guests, one and all. My name is Ziggy Switkowski, and I'm the chairman of NBN. And on behalf of that company and all of my colleagues, can I say how thrilled I am to have been part of the successful launch of Sky Muster today. I notice that the Ariane launch vehicle is scheduled to pass over Australia at about the 50-minute mark, which is in 3 minutes. 50-minute compares to the 30 hours that it took by commercial airline to get here from the east coast of Australia. And I'm sure being on the launch vehicle this evening, you'd get a better view at 600 kilometres elevation than what we got through our commercial planes. Can I add my congratulations also to the ARSAT team and your colleagues from Argentina on what is an extraordinary achievement, and I trust that your satellite achieves all of the expectations that you have of it, because launching satellites is never without risk, and so a successful launch, notwithstanding the extraordinary record of Arianespace, nevertheless a successful launch is a huge relief. A huge amount of work has gone into this moment. Thousands of people on both sides of the Pacific and right across the world have worked tirelessly to make this launch successful. And look, it's a significant moment for all of us Australians, a truly historic moment for our country. We have a long and proud history in the space and satellite industry, and it goes back many decades, and understandably so. Australia is a large continent, a surface area just a bit smaller than that of Brazil, with 23.5 million people, a comparatively small population with a wide distribution that in the 21st century requires, simply must have access to high-quality broadband connectivity, and for many of those people living in remote and regional areas, that can only be provided through a satellite platform, and hence today's launch is such an important event for us. It is the latest chapter in our long history of involvement in the space industry. SkyMuster will provide broadband access, as Stefan mentioned this, to our remote areas, our bush our outback, to which Australia and Australians have a deep cultural attachment. In many ways, the fortunes of our country are very much linked with the land. The bush may be sparsely populated, but it has contributed huge prosperity for Australia, and NBN will now help the bush and the outback and its primary industries operate more efficiently and productively. And Australians will be able to live in remote areas, in regional communities, and yet still be economically active via the connectivity that the space platform will provide. New opportunities will clearly arrive in business, in education, in health and social care. And the launch of this, the successful launch of this satellite satellite vehicle this evening will revolutionise broadband in the bush in Australia, delivering the best ever broadband experience for regional, rural and remote Australians. And in some cases, there will be communities who will have been connected to the broadband for the first time. Now, the National Broadband Network has been a very political project in Australia. I'm sure in Argentina, politics does not get in the way of your projects of this kind. We have been subject to a very high level of political and media scrutiny at the National Broadband Network because it's a very big nation-building project. But today's launch is the culmination, the successful culmination of 5 years of hard work, including the construction of 10 ground stations across the Australian continent. We are going to be a leader, a world leader, in remote and rural broadband band provision. And while some people talk about connecting the unconnected, NBN is actually going to do something about it, as you would expect of us in Australia. Finally, a huge thanks to our satellite team at NBN who have pulled off this project, and I know have been taking pictures in the control room. They have delivered a large project, a total cost to us of about $1.2 billion US, a project on time and on budget. It really is, in this day and age, a real achievement, and they deserve, and I'd like to offer them huge congratulations. Also, many thanks to our important partners in this launch, Space Systems Loral, that is now tracking the satellite. Our colleague has confirmed that they've identified the separated SkyMaster satellite successfully. We'd like to thank Ariane Space and Viasat for their hard work on this project. And together with our partners, NBN has delivered an extraordinary change to the lives of hundreds of thousands of regional and rural Australians. If I'm allowed to kind of adapt a phrase, today has been an important step for NBN, but a giant leap for regional and rural Australia and Australians. Thank you very much.
That was Ziggy Switkowski, the chairman of NBN Co. After him came John Salley, the president of Space Systems Loral, the company that built the satellite.
Good evening. Allow me to start with a personal comment. After having been a 40 years veteran of this industry, having delivered 52 satellites and witnessed their launch from this same place, I was extremely pleased to witness the passion of our co-passenger, ARSAT. Congratulations. Passion and dedications are the key for success. So I wish you another 50 satellites in the future. It has been an honor, of course, to be part of the Australian government visionary initiative to provide universal broadband services to their large continent. As you know, the internet is now part of our life, like water, electricity, and oxygen. And satellites are an extremely efficient tool to provide those kind of services. The satellites that we design, we have one in our Palo Alto factory, waiting for a launch vehicle, are identical. And there are two of the world's most advanced broadband satellites. They provide over 100 spot beams over the Australian continent, small one in the coastal area where most of the capacity is needed and the population is, and larger beams every place else throughout the continent. I also like to thank, of course, MBN Chairman, who's here with us today, the CEO, Bill Morrow, who is, I believe, in Sydney, and the entire MBN team. But also, I'd like to thank, from a distance, the former Minister of Communication, Malcolm Turnbull, another visionary, important element of the Australian politics, who is now Prime Minister. What can I say? Thank you, Stefan. As I said many other times, you guys have the ability to show it to us that it's so easy to launch a satellite. As most of us know, it's not. And that is a testament of your professional competence and the ability to execute program with precision of clockwork. I'd like to say something about our milestone with the Sky Monster. It's the number 100 platform that we launch. Basically, the architecture is the same today as it was in 1989, even if, obviously, it's much larger and much more capable. And, of course, this not only is a testimony to the evolution of our product at SSL, but also of what this industry is capable of doing. Only a couple decades ago, that same platform at 3 kilowatts and 1,300 kilograms was considered one of the largest satellites. Now it's 25 kilowatts, like this satellite we just launched, and over 6.5 metric tons. So thank you again to all the teams represented here for this great event and this great success. Thank you very much.